How do you feel about the game overall?
I thought overall we played fantastic. We've been preparing ever since the fall and preseason to be the best, and I feel like that's what we did today.
Awesome. So obviously you broke a record today for your points. How does that feel, and you know, how did you get there?
It's a great feeling. At the end of the day, that's not my end goal. My end goal is to win as many games as possible for this team and for this program. I know that this program can take leaps and strides that nobody can think of in the country. So I'm excited to play Bryant on Friday.
Awesome. So, you know, what kind of mindset do you have for your team, or, you know, what are your expectations for the team to kind of, you know, mesh together and connect the ball and everything?
Right. I think this team is very close. We have been through thick and thin together, and we just want to be the best we can be. And we're going to take every single day, every single step forward, and just make plays and have fun out there.
Awesome. So what are your expectations for our next game then?
Well, Bryant's a great team. They were fantastic last year in the American East, and it's going to be a good competition to bring back a lot of people and a lot of great players. So we're just going to take every single day like it's our last, and we're just going to move forward and bring it to them.
Awesome. I think that's pretty much it for me.
What's it like setting the points record and Lou setting the assist record like the same game, not far behind? Do you guys think about kind of just where you started and, you know, now where you are and where you have to kind of continue to go?
It's been a fantastic journey here at Boston University with my 5 years, and I feel like Lou can say the same thing. Me and him have been playing together for a really long time now, and our chemistry has never been stronger. I look for him, and he looks for me, and we don't really worry about records, like I said. We just worry about, you know, the next day, the next step forward, and trying to beat our opponent in front of us. And we couldn't do it without our teammates, the defense, in between the lines, the face-off unit, the goalie play. So kudos to them.
Brendan Kelly had 3 goals. He's the new guy on your attack unit. But what's it been like playing with him, and how seamlessly has he integrated himself, you know, his second year now with the team?
He's a great player. Brendan Kelly is he works hard from last year to this year, from transition to Penn State. He has made strides that have been great. And I think he's going to be a really focal point on this team and do really well for us. And I am excited to keep playing forward with him.
And finally, just how nice is it to be back home in front of the home crowd? Beautiful February day. Just talk about kind of that a little bit.
It was great. We usually don't get nice days here at Nickerson. It's usually 20 and raining or sleeting. So having a mid-50s temperature day today was fantastic. And it was great being at home with our fans. And I appreciate all the support that they give us and all the families that come and all the friends. So thank you to them.
All right. So congrats. So tell me a bit what was going through your head when you broke the record, you know, had a little fun today. Tell me a bit more about today.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I try to not think about that stuff too much going into the game. I mean, the number one priority for us is just winning and getting better every week. I mean, they're a tough team. They have a really good offense. I mean, we knew they had some young guys on defense, so we would try to kind of expose that a little bit. But yeah, the number one priority for all of us is winning and just playing together as a group, because we not only play together as a group and kind of drop our egos, we're a dangerous group together. So that was kind of the mindset today.
Awesome. Yeah, in the beginning it was definitely like a more back and forth, but you guys pretty much dominated the rest of the game. So how was that, you know, attacking, even though you guys were pretty ahead, you know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, I think we saw a little bit of a lapse in the third quarter there, but I think we have a lot of guys that practice and work as hard as we do on the sideline. So, I mean, I think we're just trying to get those guys in. I mean, they work as hard as we do. They show up to practice every day and give it their all. So it's only right to get those guys some time on the field. So I think we're playing for them a lot.
And just tell me a bit more about the chemistry between you and other teammates.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're a group that's been around a lot. I mean, we got a lot of grad seniors. So we've been playing together for 4 or 5 years now. A lot of us live close to each other at home. So I think that starts off the field. We're really close together, and we've been able to carry it on so far. So we're looking to keep it rolling and keep this thing chugging along. So, yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
I know you don't think about records, but how cool is it? You know, you setting the assist record, and then Vince moments later setting the points record, and just kind of maybe reflecting a little bit and, you know, how far you guys have come since, you know, 2020.
Yeah. So Vince was a late commit for us. So I didn't really get to meet him until like late senior year of high school. So I think me and him have formed a really special relationship, honestly. And both of us living on Long Island, we've worked worked our butts off together countless summers and winters. So it's really just cool to see the hard work pay off and to see and to have both of us doing the same day is something special, and it's something we've been working for a while. So it's just cool to see hard work pay off at the end of the day.
I know you set the assist record, but you know, we've got 4 goals today. I think you had 4 against St. Joe's. Just talk about having that that arsenal in your game where you're not just a facilitator, but you can, you know, make plays on your own.
Yeah, the assists are cool. I mean, I credit that obviously a lot to the teammates when you get an assist and then the other guys have a score. So it's been nice. I think the way Cage has been shooting the ball, the way the middies have been dodging up there, I think it opens up a lot for me. So, a lot of my goals are assisted, so I just credit to them. I'm in the right spots. I credit to them.
And I asked Vince, but how cool was it to be back at Nickerson? You guys have a great home record here, yeah. And great crowd today, great beautiful day outside.
Yeah, it was beautiful weather. I think it was almost 60 degrees today. I mean, there's a lot of fans. So, it's always nice because, Tuesday was a home game, but it really wasn't a home game. So it's always awesome to wear the whites and be at home. And just show the city of Boston what we're about.